Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sunny, beautiful. Woo-hoo, happy Monday. Joining us now, Sheriff Bob Johnson is out for a week or two, but we've got a very, very capable pinch hitter and Chief Deputy Randy Tift of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. It's been a minute since we talked, so good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Hey, one of the kind of the big stories from over the weekend is you guys got called by what, Arkansas sheriffs were looking for a couple of missing kids, and you guys wound up helping with this. Is that right?
Yeah, the bulletin came out on the National Child Protection Task Force team. We got contacted by Berry County, Arkansas, that a male with two children were believed to be in the south end of the county, off Gulf Boulevard. So we immediately dispatched deputies to that area. The vehicle that this guy was using was stolen out of Berry County, Arizona. And we got there and got a visual on all three of them, the male and the two children.
Wow.
We later learned that he had burglarized the beach house that he was at and was planning on stealing another car and leaving the area with the children. So it all worked out. We were able to get the children back and everything was fine. He was arrested. We charged him with burglary, criminal mischief, contributing to the delinquency of minor. And then he had out-of-state warrants for kidnapping and vehicle theft out of Berry County, Arkansas. So worked out real well. We were able to get the kids back, turn them over to DCF, and of course, reunited them with the other parent. So it worked real well. FDLE was involved. They were getting the notifications also. So this was a positive for those kids.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, I heard you say, but I just want to make sure I heard, this is one parent illegally taking the kids out of state. This is not a stranger kind of situation, right? That's what you said?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And I mean, not that that's okay. I just, you know, I think of them as something. I mean, it's obviously not. You know,
it was a parental abduction.
Got it. Okay. And this is, to me, it's a reminder of, and I feel like I can't say this enough times, because you never know. If I tell one person whenever we mention this and they remember it when something happens, then I'm winning. Because the TV and the movies tell you got to wait 24 hours or 48 hours or whatever, and the amount of time you got to wait to report a missing person of any kind, especially a missing kid, is how long, Chief Deputy?
They want you to wait at least 24 hours on it, but we take reports and put them into Amber Alerts immediately.
That's
once
right.
We know there's something suspicious going on with those kids. We got to get it quick. Within 24 hours, you can be three or four states away.
That's it. I just, every time I hear it, it makes me cringe, because somebody's going to hear that and think it's true, and I'm sure they have. But the amount of time to wait is no time. Call now. Like, immediately, because
right.
You guys would rather do 100 false calls and save one than miss one. Or, you know, just anyway. And this is a weird case to me, too, because from so far away, they were able to figure out that they were in, you know, a particular portion of Santa Rosa County. Is this a license plate reader case? Can you not say? Do we know how we knew that they were here?
They knew the vehicle he had, so I'm not sure how they originally got notification of the vehicle. I think they got it from the GPS on the vehicle that he stole,
okay,
but they
okay.
didn't share that with us immediately. They just said he was somewhere around in this area. Because they don't have, you know, our contacts with all of our systems also. So I'm thinking that it was probably something on the car, because they knew the car, which car he had, and it was stolen out of that state.
But timing was everything, because if he'd have gotten the different car, then you're back to square one, right? So that's just...
Absolutely. We were... them quickly calling us and notifying us that they had an idea where he was at, it probably saved days and days of tracking him down, because he was planning on stealing a different vehicle. And then there we were. We'd have to figure out that that vehicle was stolen, right, and then try to track that vehicle and go on from there. So it could have stretched on for several more days and several more states even.
Hey, switching gears a little bit, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Scott Lunsford, who is our supervisor of elections in Escambia County, of course, he also deals with gun permits. And he had put out a note the other day that, as far as I know, is accurate. I mean, I believe it is accurate. But it's also a good reminder to people that the rules about carrying guns around schools are actually very strict based on federal law, if I'm not mistaken. So if I am in my car with my gun, legally concealed or open, either way, legally in my car, if I pick up a kid at a car rider line, that's not legal, right?
No. Statute 790 still states that a person shall not possess any firearm, electric weapon, device, destructive device, or any other weapon, including box cutters. I mean, it gets very detailed. So they're still not supposed to be within a school. You're not supposed to be within 1,000 feet of a school during school hours or during a time of school sanctioned activity. So this law has gotten very confusing, and this court case has really muddied up the waters as far as what people can and cannot do.
No kidding.
And all the attorneys have been looking at it, and there's going to be some clarification during our next legislative session that'll do it. We've even, some of the Florida Sheriff Association attorneys have even been in contact with the attorney that filed that appeal with the District of Appeals, and he realizes, that firm realizes that there was some unintended consequences, to say it better, of this ruling. That because of the way our statute was written is what made it confusing once the open carry became legal.
Right.
Because our statute said that it was illegal. So, you know, once they overrode that part, then you've got to get the wording right in the statutes to show that it's a weapon and not necessarily a handgun. And that's the confusion in our current statutes, is it all says handgun, concealed handgun. It's not weapon.
You know,
but a lot of those restricted areas are still are restricted.
And by the way, thank you for clarifying that it was a Florida statute, not a federal. I had that mistaken. But also a note that if people have a unloaded gun, unready and available to their hands, like say in the trunk, that is actually allowed even if you're in the car rider line. I mean, I don't know what purpose it has, but still you. Legally cannot carry concealed or open in your car any kind of a weapon that's ready to hand in your car currently, even so, because of this other state statute, correct?
That's correct. You
all
still
right.
Cannot around a school.
And that's what I wanted people to know, because I don't want people to get in trouble. You know, that's the main thing. We're talking to Chief Deputy Randy Tiff. Hey, Chief, can you hang on for just one second? I got to get a quick traffic report in here. Yes. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're dealing with an accident that happened on Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road. We're seeing some traffic backups on 9 Mile eastbound. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, you were about to say something. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, one thing, and I think this has been out there, Andrew, but the private property and businesses still have a right to say that open carry is not allowed on there. So I would just... people need to keep in mind, read when you go into a store or business, because they still have the ability to say that open carry and weapons are not allowed in their business by Florida statute. So
absolutely,
just keep in mind of that, so that nobody does get in trouble. If it happens, we're going to get there. We're going to remind people of the law. You know, we're going to try to make sure everybody stays within the law and respects private businesses and private property also.
I mean, look, I can walk around barefoot, and I can walk around in my short shorts, and I can walk around with my open carry, and the grocery store can tell me you got to put shoes on, you got to wear longer shorts, and you can't open carry. I mean, that's just, you know, they can trespass me for behavior that would normally be legal but is not, you know, they can control behavior on their property. I think one or two things I wanted to ask you about. One is, I think you had some data, you and I were talking before we got on the air, you have some data about calls for service being up and dramatically up.
Yeah, it's no secret that Santa Rosa County is growing exponentially, and a lot of people are moving into Santa Rosa County, and Escambia County, Okaloosa, Walton, we're all facing the same thing. People want to live in Florida. People want to live in the panhandle, and we're growing. Our calls for service have increased substantially over the last year. 2024, we did 125,879 calls for service. We expect that number, and I haven't run 25's calls yet. We'll run those near the end of the year. But I expect that to be up probably around 140,000, 150,000 calls for service.
Wow.
So we've done, through August, we had 1,838 felony arrests, 2,100 misdemeanor arrests. So we're staying busy. Our deputies, our men and women, are working hard out there. Sometimes it may take us a few minutes extra to get to a call when you call, unless it's a high importance call. Some of the calls we're having to hold because our deputies are just busy. They're going from call to call. So just be patient with us. They're doing the best they can. These men and women out here are going at it hard every day.
You know, last question that I have for you, Chief Deputy, is, you know, we've been talking sort of this morning, talk about it with Jimmy Patronis just a minute ago, but this attack on this church, this LDS church in Michigan, which was a combination of fire, accelerant, guns, and a truck ramming. You know, we've seen pieces like this before, and we haven't necessarily seen all three kind of in the same place, but you guys do a safety in the places of worship thing. I think you didn't do it. You did it for all the churches not that long ago, but you know, I assume the primary focus there was on gunmen, but now you got to think about, you know, people driving vehicles into the place of worship too, right?
Yeah, that's an extra element that, you know, that adds something that's very difficult to block.
Yeah.
You know, normally our churches don't have any type of barriers up around them or anything like that. We work with all our churches. We have churches reach out periodically and say, hey, I've got a new security team. Can you come out and spend some time? And we send some of our staff out, a lot of our SWAT leaders and SWAT members out to go over safety, how to patrol your campuses, where to stand at your campuses, you know, how to look out for things that are strange. And we just did a big one about a month and a half ago with about 15 churches in it. So we'll do that once or twice a year upon request when we get a lot of them coming in. And they do routinely have a lot of new security members. And,
yeah.
And we're blessed because most of our churches, like Escambia, Okaloosa, and Walton, most of our churches, they have active security teams that are there to protect, you know, the people that are going to church. So we do those training, and we welcome the churches to reach out to us anytime, and we're glad to come and help them out.
Yeah, I mean, you got these, you know, grocery stores and malls have the, you know, the bollards in place because they've made that decision a long time ago, and I guess we're starting to talk about churches need to do that too. You know, it's just, it's crazy. It really is. Chief Deputy Randy Tiff with Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Sir, as always, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to talking to you again next week as Sheriff Johnson's out for a couple weeks. But thanks for the update, for keeping us safe, and for doing everything you do. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good week.
You bet. 822 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a little concerned right now about your salvation and stuff. How come you have not been baptized?
Because I never got around to it, okay?
You have to at least let it get to that part. All right, 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on I-10, I-110, everything is looking good there. Not seeing any delays. On Davis Highway, approaching Olive Road right now, we're seeing some minor delays in that area. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
What do you call the intersection of Davis and that road?
That road.
Is it 9 Mile or Highway 90? What do you call it?
That road.
When you get up there. When you get all the way north on Davis Highway into that merge area, do you call it Highway 90 or 9 Mile?
Then it turns into Highway 90.
Okay. Right, just checking. Just asking. Curious. Could go either way on it. It's both.
You're right.
Both are true. Hey, if you're... I was trying to learn, you know? or mess
or,
John up.
You're right.
Hey, if you need a new roof, or you're not sure if you need a new roof, maybe you think you need a repair, maybe you think you need a new roof, but you're not sure, call Quality Roofing Solutions. Talk to Brian or one of the people there. He's built this business 19 years ago. They've done 10,000 roofs. They guarantee the roof for life. Okay, it's warranted for its lifetime, which is amazing. There are 4.9 rated on Google, which is also amazing. But the basic premise is, you know, look, let's treat you like normal human beings and be fair with you and be timely with you and try to save costs and try to tell you what you need and give you what you pay for. I mean, like, it's simple. Like, for example, they do before and after pictures, all kinds of pictures. I mean, hundreds of pictures. So if they do a roof and there's ever a question from your insurance company, like, hey, did you really get that roof? Here's the pictures. Or, God forbid, you have a damage claim. Here's the pictures. You know, it's all done. It's digital. You don't have to keep them yourself. They have it for you. Like, that's a little thing, but that's part of the, like, mindset of, let's just do this right. Let's take care of the local community. Let's be involved in, like, our gateway and local sports and financial literacy in the local community, and let's make sure that we do our product right, which is build great roofs. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. Friday had kind of a cool thing. I was at the Chamber Awards for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and there was one award in particular that I did not give, but it was kind of a cool one to watch.
I dare say that you can't see them or know their organization on a weekend or pretty much any other day of the week because of their love for this town. And if I was to give you the phrase, Pensacola proud, I think you would think of their organization when it was all said and done. So I believe this award is very important, and so I'm going to ask you to get on your feet and help me congratulate the 2025 Board Member of the Year, David Hawkins.
Dave Hoxing, my boss, the founder, co-founder with Mary, his wife, of course, of Cat Country News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and the Playlist, and getting the Board Member of the Year for the Chamber Board of Commerce.
Congratulations.
It's kind of funny because the guy who was given the award, he's like, and the first time I ever met him, he yelled at me. I think it was during this social simulation from Leap. It was SimSock, I think, is what involved what that was. It's not like actually yelling at him. I think it was part of that. Anyway, very cool. So congratulations, Dave. Certainly well deserved. And he's right, man. That's our goal, is just to be Pensacola proud and promote the community and do everything we can to serve it. David, which, by the way, it's not like this everywhere. Like, I've been at a lot of radio stations, and this way of doing radio, of emphatically local radio with local service and outreach and community events and being on all these boards and stuff, it's not the way it's really unusual. And having so many employees, it's a very unusual thing. Most of your big, I'll call your big chain, you know, national syndicated program based, or, you know, like, I don't want to name names, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, they have like four people who work here. We have like 40. It's great. Or 30, something like that. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints releasing a statement after the violent attack at a church in Michigan. Spokesperson Doug Anderson called the shooting a tragic act of violence and said the church is cooperating with local authorities and in contact with emergency responders, as well as assisting victims and families. He also said the church is grateful for the global outpouring of prayers and support. A body was found in the landing gear compartment of an American Airlines flight from Europe. That happened Sunday at Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina while the aircraft was being serviced. And Electronic Arts is going private in a massive $55 billion deal. The video game giant being acquired by a group of investors that includes private equity firm Silver Lake, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, and Jared Kushner's Affinity Partners.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I have some tickets to give away. Would you like to win something? Like to win some stuff? All right, here goes. I've got a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's Jekyll and Hyde. So this is going to be a show that you can go to if you think you'd like to win. Be caller number 3-437-1620. It is October 4th at the Sanger, 437-1620. Third caller wins right now.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A search for bodies in a Mormon church in Michigan burned down during an arson attack and mass shooting.
We have five deceased persons from this tragic incident,
including the gunman who was killed by police.
We do know that there are some that are unaccounted for.
Grand Blanc Township Police Chief William Rennie. Investigators haven't said anything about a possible motive. President Trump meets with congressional leaders today about federal funding and a possible government shutdown Wednesday.
All we are asking for is a common sense, clean funding resolution, a continuing resolution to keep the government open.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt, Massachusetts House Democrat Jake Auchincloss, also on Fox.
We're not going to get everything that we want, but we do want to get a couple of big wins for the middle class.
The president also meets today with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 70 degrees right now. We've got sunshine, a beautiful Monday morning. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Two kids were hurt. One adult was arrested after a crash in Escambia County over the weekend. Now, this happened when a car veered off of East Olive Road and hit a tree. A 7-year-old was seriously injured. A 3-year-old had minor injuries. That driver was identified as 30-year-old Terry Jaywan McGee, who had reportedly fled the scene but then came back showing signs of impairment. He was charged with multiple offenses, including DUI and aggravated child abuse. Another crash on Saturday night resulted in the death of a 35-year-old Pensacola man. That happened about 2:30 in the morning on County Road 196, entering Highway 29. FHP says that man ran a stop sign and entered the path of a southbound semi. The driver of the pickup was pronounced dead at Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. Well, beloved Pensacola activist Reverend John Powell will be honored with a street designation in the Belmont DeVillers area. He passed away back in July.
And we met with his family, and certainly we think it's well-deserved on that city block, and we will have an event for that on Saturday, November 1st at noon.
And that is Mayor D.C. Reeves there from his Minute with the Mayor. He posted on social media on Friday. Of course, he also made this announcement on news radio earlier in the week. He says that a portion of Belmont Street between DeVillers and Roos will be named in Powell's honor, and that is pending city council approval at an October meeting. Friends praised Powell's dedication to helping others, particularly kids, describing him as a go-to person in the community. Well, looks like Tropical Storm Imelda will not be directly hitting Florida's East Coast, but there's still a little bit of concern there. Volusia County is still replacing sand lost during some previous storms. Officials are hoping the storm does not disrupt those efforts. The National Weather Service did issue a wind advisory for both Volusia and Brevard counties. Also, beaches over on the East Coast dealing with a little bit of rough surf. The Volusia Sheriff's Office did say one person drowned over the weekend. Well, Charlie Kirk might be honored in Pinellas County today. Clearwater Councilmember Ryan Cotton planning to introduce a resolution to rename their Court Street as Charlie Kirk Way. Cotton says that honoring Kirk is a way to honor free speech, open and honest debate, and the courage to hear everybody equally. It is 8:34 here at News Radio 92.3. And let's go ahead just a few seconds early, get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got a new accident that just happened on Copter Road and Davis Highway. It says the right lane is blocked there. I mean, that literally just happened. So first responders are not even on the scene yet. So just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 are all looking good again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny skies, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Tuesday, nice sunny weather again, high near 88. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Wednesday, a small 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 86. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 74 degrees. We've got mostly sunny skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. Your money now. This morning our markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow up 29 3/4, almost 30 points here, 46,277. S&P up 24 and a half points at 66,68.38. NASDAQ up 147. 147 points at 22,625. Our 10-year bond rate is down this morning at 2.731%. Gold prices are up 42.50 at 38.5150. And looking at crypto this morning, Bitcoin up just under 2,000 at 112,246.03. Ethereum's up 72.74. Solana up 60 cents. Dogecoin down about a tenth of a cent. And XRP is down 3 cents. Up 3 cents. Well, Electronic Arts going private in a $55 billion deal. The video game giant being acquired by a group of investors, including private equity firm Silver Lake, Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, and Jared Kushner's Affinity Partners. EA's next big launch is set for October 10th, and that would be Battlefield 6. President Trump's expected to meet with Republican and Democrat congressional leaders today with a deadline to avoid a government shutdown approaching tomorrow. A stopgap funding bill, which House Speaker Mike Johnson said he supports, would keep the government from shutting down this week as funding is set to expire on Tuesday. The $7,500 federal tax credit for electric vehicles expires at the end of the month. The Biden-era credit came about in 2022 as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. It's being eliminated as part of President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. And Stellantis recalling over 120,000 vehicles that can create a road hazard for other cars. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warns that trim pieces on the side windows can detach and fall off on the roadway. The recalls include 2022 through 2024 Jeep Wagoneers and Jeep Grand Wagoneers. Your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, so I learned something about John today that I think is kind of funny, so I'm going to make fun of him a little bit for it, and then we're going to have a conversation related to that subject. John is a proud owner of a brand new
iPhone 17 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which he was touting as being super durable because it's got some unihexaflexagon multi-body
design. Yeah.
It's all titanium or something and adamantium, and it's got a little bit of beryllium thrown in there, so. Tell them what it actually is. Use the actual words.
Unibody design.
Made out of?
Titanium.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So it's super durable.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I asked you the question, okay, well, then why do you have a case?
I know. Well, you know, I've always had one, and I want to prevent it from, you know, if I drop it, hopefully this will protect it.
You'll protect the impregnable titanium.
And I don't want it to get scratched up on the back either.
You'll protect the impregnable titanium?
Yes.
From the scratching?
Yes.
I'm staying out of
this.
And
now you can't even see the titanium.
Well, no.
But it'll be unmarred.
I'm protecting it, though.
It's a 437.
It's just protection.
The question of the day is, case or no case on your cell phone? 437-1620. Case or no case on your cell phone? Protective measures or no? Feel free to embellish in what sense, because I know a lot of people like to even turn. My wife and one of my best friends, she's my best friend, but one of my other best friends is a female. They both have their phone is kind of like their purse light substitute because it's got a case and also have room for like the business cards or the, in this case, ID and like credit card and stuff like that. I am not, but we'll get to my answer in a second. So, John, case or no case?
Case, please.
All right. Screen protector?
No.
Because?
Because I don't like them.
Just bigoted?
They get bubbles and they do all sorts of weird things.
Not if they're done right.
Well, yeah, but.
Have you ever broken a screen?
Never.
Okay, well, it takes knock one on time. Wood, it just takes that one time.
We have simulated wood in here. Okay, right. There we go. I'm good.
All right, Meg, 437-1620, case or no case on your phone?
I have a beautiful Georgia Bulldog logo case on mine.
You're still saying that this Monday, huh?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, well done.
On my BlackBerry.
Yeah, on your BlackBerry. That's funny.
I like that.
Okay, so you have a case.
I do.
Screen like protector or no screen protector?
No.
Okay. Is your case grippy or slick?
I've never thought about it, but let me take a look.
I can show it to me. Let me see.
That's slick, right?
That's fairly slick.
Yeah, that's fairly slick.
I'm not a big fan of the current case I have. I mean, I actually really do like it a lot. The case that I had before on my phone, my previous phone, was had like anti-slide pads basically on the back.
Like,
and I loved it. I loved it because, like, I'm recording a speech. I can put it on the podium, and it will stay there. And I would never inadvertently knock that phone off of anything. This one is okay in that regard, but it's like a little OtterBoxy thing. But and a screen protector. You have a screen protector?
No.
People, I'm just telling you, takes one time. Takes one time. You'll regret that life choice. 437-1620. Here's the thing. Here's
you'll regret that life choice. Here's the thing.
I'll just add it to the list.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a long list going.
Every day I come into this show and add to that list. Some of them it's about what you're talking about. Some of them it's just people I make my friends. You know, jobs. So here's my one thing I will say this. I do not understand the no case people. In general, I don't understand them. I really don't understand the no-case people preferring the slick phone. Because, you know, the phone is basically made out of frictionless surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I have, even for momentarily, taken the case off and used it on its own, it's just like, it's like holding a piece of soap in the shower. It just doesn't want to stay in my hands. And I hate that. Like, I have a earbuds case that's made out of that same shiny, hard plastic. I drop it like four times a week. It's terrible. It's awful. So I don't understand the people who like the slick phone, but apparently they do. Some of them. So, you know, I might, as if I were a liberal, I might say to each his own, but I'm not a liberal. I believe in truth. So 4-3, just joke. 4-3, that's just mess with somebody. 4-3-7-16-20. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John.
That's right. We are rolling accident free again. It looks like I-10, I-110 are actually looking good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm an absolutist or a realist. I'm not a relativist, which is, I suppose, maybe the kinder way to say that, the more accurate way to say it. Hey, if you need that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has got a great selection, good quality used cars. And in fact, you know, you should like your car. Like, you should, when you going out to your car should be a pleasurable experience. You should look forward to it instead of, oh no, I have to drive that again. Oh, they have to see me in that again. Oh, you know, or car gets a little bit older, you have to do more repairs on it, and so it starts to cost you money, and you always are asking, you know, do I buy a new one or do I keep repairing the old one, and, you know, don't want to throw bad money after good. Well, go to Frontier and look around. Make an adult choice. Get information, and then when you have information, you can make a decision. Oh, well, that's reasonable, or, oh, that's worse than I thought. I can't afford a car. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but go there and look around. You'll find a wide selection of good quality used cars at good prices, and they warranty all their cars to 100 years or 100,000 miles or 10 years. They warranty them to 100,000 years. Cool. Anyway, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay said their warranty goes to infinity. Just kidding.
And beyond.
There you go. Nice. All right. 437-1620. Meg, you look like you wanted to jump in with something there, no?
Oh, no.
All right.
Nope.
Judgment received. 437-1620. I'll just take it.
I earned it.
100%. I earned it.
Anything.
All right. Let's see. Texter says a new iPhone 17 Pro. Is that good, John?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know.
They just have a smaller screen.
Okay. So this is going to be a bickering fest. All right. Fine. no case and no protection plan. Living the life. All right.
Life choices.
There you go. Right now, no case. Somebody else says screen protector too. Let's see. Case because I'm too clumsy and this phone's too expensive to pay for it again. Again. Screen protector too because pockets are the devil on the screen. Oh, no. I destroyed a screen protector with just my belt buckle flopping around one time. Like, and I'm like, what? How is that right? That's just not right.
You wearing it on your side or something?
No, I just literally, it's a long story. Anyway,
well,
I bet it is. John says, in a case, it's easier to hold, but no cover or card holders. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the, like, other stuff. Yeah, I don't like to, I don't even like the, what do they call them, pop sockets? On the back.
Yes.
You like pop sockets?
No. Do you see one on the back of there? No.
Meg, no? Do you know what that is?
No. Yeah, sure. No, I don't have one.
Honestly, I don't trust it.
Why?
Well, so a lot of times I'm taking pictures in a situation where I have a really tight grip on my phone because I want to make sure I don't drop it in the water while I'm on the boat, on top of a building, when I'm looking over the, wherever. And I always feel like the pop socket is, 90% reliable. I do not. 90% is not good enough for me. Also, they're bulky. Even when they're collapsed, they're still bulky. Let's see. Use a case. The card. Hold a card and acts as a stand. Holds a card and acts as a stand. Okay. 437-1620. 437-1620. Let's see. Phone case, of course. Nice and slick. No. Screen protector. No case, but the old flip phones had a much better design.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Motorola durable, razors.
Sliders, all that. No case, just got a screen protector yesterday. Grippy case and screen protector cost less than getting the phone repaired. It absolutely does. My daughter is working at as an HR manager at a pop socket company today. So put in a good word for them, please. Oh, too late. Sorry, I got that one backwards. Many people love them.
Yes, they do. And
many people love them.
Enjoy them.
Just for me personally, it's, I have trust issues.
Come on. Come on.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
And I'm on stage cooking and smoking.
This week it's Brandon Giles coming to the Gulfside Pavilion. He's a self-taught pianist by the age of 12, and he would describe it as Little Richard meets Kid Rock on steroids. You get it all at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ruby Roundhouse, killer of men, welcome to Jumanji.
Item 25-1275, designation of council chambers in honor of Dr. P.C. Wu. The recommendation here is that the city council designate the council chambers in honor of Dr. P.C. Wu. Need a motion in a second.
Adamsley, Adamowski, Bueller.
I'd move the approval.
Jared moves it himself. Second?
All right, so we've got a second.
Somebody seconded it. Goodness. So here they're talking about renaming the city council chambers in honor of Dr. P.C. Wu, who is, I think, 16 years on council, and he's widely known throughout the state. In fact, I mean, they literally have an award for him Northwest Florida League of Cities gives out the PC Wu Award every year. So great man, long time serving. And as many advocates showed up to say, like Paul Endrickin showed up and said, I can't think of a reason you wouldn't do this. You had Quint Studer showed up and said.
The reason I will tell you I love PC Wu is because of who he is. I think if you're going to name something after anyone, name something after has his ingredients. And as a public servant, I don't think there's many people that were better than him.
And you know, he goes on to say, some of you are quite good, but nobody's better, right? I mean, he's the pinnacle. Grover Robinson talked in favor of him. Ellen Vinson, the widow of former Judge Roger Vinson, talked about him. And so you might think, well, this is going to sail on through. Well, then why didn't anybody put forward the motion and second it eagerly? Because city council had different opinions. And in fact, I'll tell you, one of the things that I thought was interesting is that the city council members who spoke about this apparently all got lobbied heavy by former city council not to do this. And I don't know how many former city council, but they all acted like it was multiple of them.
The public I've heard, with the exception of one, that prior to this meeting, obviously I've heard from some in this meeting that were in support of this naming, has been against it. So, and I've heard from several council members, former council members, they've advised against the naming. So,
Charles Berg, several formers.
Several council members from the past mm-hmm. have reached out to me, you know, and there's that. So I wanted to know if anything on the books, if there was anything on the books about it being a process.
So Tenya Day Broughton, and there isn't anything prohibiting it or guiding it exactly. And also about whether, you know, you have to be posthumous, you have to be deceased or not. And the answer is you do not. There's no such rule for City of Pensacola. In the state, when you name things, they're supposed to be only for people who are no longer living. We'll come back to this in a second because this is a really interesting conversation. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Rolling back accident-free right now, not seeing any delays either. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Jen Brer was explaining that they had kind of taken up the conversation about having a formal policy before and prohibiting it for people who are still alive, but they never made that decision. But even she said many former city council members called her and thought they had prevented that.
The state only allows for naming state buildings and such after those who have passed as well. But unless it's a school, that's the only exception to it. So there are some kind of precedents out there, and our past council members did think that we had codified this in the past.
Even DeLarian Wiggins. I mean, I don't know if they called everybody. Allison Patton did not say, and I don't know if Casey Jones was there, but all the other ones all said that they had gotten calls from city council members saying don't do this. The why in just a second.
I've got a lot of calls from past council members, you know, stating their concern about naming this chamber after an individual. And I think I have to side with my constituency. This chamber is for the people. This chamber is where people come, voice their concerns, and I think we need to leave it just as that.
So everybody acknowledges that PC was great and is great. Is a very, I mean, he's one of the friendliest people I know. Is you know, thoughtful. Very good city councilman until Jen Brer barely beat him. Even she acknowledged that she had always voted for him and, you know, barely beat him in the election, right? So still a lot of people admire him. And again, going around the state, he's the ambassador for Pensacola. The concerns that had been raised were things like this shouldn't be named for a person because it's a body. Council is a body, not an individual. Although as an individual, he would be the aspirational nature that you'd want everybody on the council to be more like. The concern was that in naming it for somebody who's still alive, that's a little bit weird because you might have politics and it makes it awkward. And then maybe they hear about it or their friends come by and you're lobbying for somebody who's still alive, which is maybe not the ideal. Not necessarily because somebody can do bad things in the future, although that's true. Guy Thompson, right? You know, was the community center was named for the mayor. And then that got taken off, you know, because of other things that he did after. And then like T.T. Wentworth, he was passed away long, but then you discover things and you get rid of it. I don't think we should have, but we did. So even posthumous doesn't solve all of that. But nobody disagreed that PC was like a good person. Nobody disagreed with him getting something named for him. The two questions were really, should it be the city council chambers named for anybody? And the consensus of the council was no. And then the other question was, well, when you're alive. And generally speaking, they were sort of concerned about that. But I don't think that was the main thing. Now, Jared Moore, he's like, look, I would rather go to the Vince Wibbs meeting room rather than go to conference room C. And I like the idea of having the PC room. But he did not win. He wound up pulling the item so as not to actually force a vote on it, which is good. I think this is why you have an agenda conference where you can actually explain your view and not have to just wait till Thursday. But that's a topic for another day. DC's comments were the best.
I will say it took time getting adjusted to going to events all over the state of Florida as a newly elected mayor, and people would invite me places, and then I would get there and they'd seem disappointed because they thought that they meant PC was coming, not DC. And that sounds like a joke, but I'm dead serious. That has happened to me multiple times. And he is well known. That is the number one question I get when I'm traveling in Tallahassee or Orlando, Miami, at League of Cities, at Conference of Mayors, is do you know PC Wu? And I'm always proud to say that I do.
And I think they're going to name something for him. And honestly, I don't think he was at the meeting. You can't tell anymore on the video. I think if PC had been there, he probably would have, if given the chance, stood up and said, I don't want to cause any controversy. It's perfectly okay. Because that's exactly who he is.